This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I tell you, sometimes Boomer says something and then all of a sudden it turns out to be a report somewhere. You know? Like the other day when I brought up the Peyton Manning thing. I said, what are they going to pay Peyton Manning to be in the Thursday night booth? And you said $10 million. And all of a sudden, I saw a report yesterday from, some guy, Sports Business Daily or something. They're going to pay Peyton Manning $10 million to go into the booth, either ESPN or Fox, for Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football.
Kind of makes sense.
I tell you, man, you know what?
What?
You set the news sometimes.
Yeah, I set the news, all right.
You do. You are the news setter. You are the trend setter.
Well, now, you know, in the paper this morning, it talks about they also want Mike Tirico to be the voice of Thursday Night Football on Fox. That would mean he would have to leave NBC, and they want him to be the play-by-play guy with Peyton. If Peyton wants Mike Tirico, then Peyton gets what Peyton wants.
Didn't he just go to NBC?
Yeah. I think he did. Yes, right. I don't know how that's moving around and all that other stuff. But it's good for Mike Tirico; makes him more popular.
They were saying they were going to try to get him just for Thursday nights. Let him stay at NBC. And work out a deal where he just comes over for Thursday nights.
Which is what they're doing with A-Rod on Sunday Night Baseball, right? Where he's a Fox guy, but he just does the Sunday Night Baseball.
You know what
for
I love?
ESPN.
I love the fact that these people now are finally coming to the realization that it's okay to work in two different places. Where was that 20 years ago when I came out of SNL? I mean, I'd be working at 50 different places if I could.
Yeah, no, I know.
You kind of are, aren't you?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Jerry's here. He's got an update for us. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. We're brought to you by Massey Machado Strength and Conditioning, the fitness and sports performance experts. Visit them at mmscny.com. And what you guys have been talking about, the Giants agreeing to acquire Rams linebacker Alec Ogletree and a 2019 seventh-round pick for their fourth and their sixth. Also, Michael Bennett goes from Seattle to Philly. The Patriots releasing Martellus Bennett. And I guess it was ESPN that says Jerry Jones is going to pay the $2 million to the league after the two sides.
He's got no choice.
Met.
He's got 31 other owners. Says you're paying. You're paying. That's exactly what you're doing.
Looks like that is the case. Then there's Le'Veon Bell. He went on Instagram yesterday, account. Mm-hmm. And he was answering questions about him playing or not playing now that he received the franchise tag.
Am I going to sit out if I don't get paid? Honestly, no. I'm not going to sit out.
He says you can count me in.
I'm going to be in the facility week one. Is this going to be a rerun of last year?
He says.
Well, if it's a rerun of last year, that means he's not going to go to training camp.
Well, he said.
Oh yeah, no,
one.
He said none of that.
Okay.
But he said he
all
will
right.
play, but he's not going to go to camp or OTAs or any of that stuff. But I will be there, and he basically said too, I want my numbers.
Yeah,
because I'm a running back. I need to run, and I want to play in the games. But he will not do anything else unless he gets the new contract.
I mean, hopefully, we get a deal done. That's the biggest thing. We just want to get a deal done. I want to get a deal done.
So we'll see if a deal gets done, but the idea that he might miss the season, that's not going to happen. He will play next year. Big East tournament.
Well, that idea came from him, by the way, so it's not he's the one who said that. It's not like people were speculating.
So he also made mention, if I find it here, he said it was the whole thing about where that came from was just he got caught up in everything and he was angry. So he said what
he said. I
don't
blame him for being angry, honestly. Hey, he's going to sit here and he's going to watch Kirk Cousins break the bank. Now, Kirk Cousins has had to deal with what he's had to deal with 2 years in a row playing under the franchise tag. But here's the most complete back in the entire NFL. And he wants to get paid and he wants to be respected via the amount of money he's being paid. I don't blame him. I really don't.
Big East tournament, Madison Square Garden, opened last night with St. John's and Georgetown. Hoyas played a really solid first half, had themselves a 6-point lead, and then back came the Johnny.
Out of the corner, Mosley for three. No good. And the rebound, battle for into the hands of Simon, and it's off to the races once again. And Justin Simon now will slow the tempo just a little bit. Now accelerates down the right side. Yep. The lane, his runner is up and good. It'll count and a chance for a three-point play. Justin Simon changes speed on his way to the hoop.
John Minko on St. John's Radio.
Party time.
88-77, your final score. Justin Simon at 16 points. Shamari Pons with 26. An 11-point win for the Johnnies. Head coach Chris Mullen, what was the key in the second half?
Kept the guards out of the paint and made them shoot contested twos.
As opposed to having free reign. Patrick Ewing, you're done. How did year one go?
Right now it's hard to reflect on it. I just have a bitter taste in my mouth right now.
Understandably so. And you know what sucks for St. John's?
What's they got to play at noon today. Noon. It sucks for Minko, too. Where
that
did he go?
That is brutal. Well, no, he's with the team. He's fine at the hotel.
Oh, he's at the hotel now. Yeah. All right, good.
But the idea, you want to talk about a back-to-back.
Yeah,
that's not right.
If they win today... Again, I don't ever want to hear another NBA player ever say anything ever again about playing on a back-to-back.
Yeah, this is not right. And, you know, and by the way, Shamari Pons is still playing with a bad stomach,
abdominal,
right?
Yeah, right.
He had 20-something, 26 points. So,
I heard a highlight coming in where Tierney was going crazy on it.
Is this true?
Yeah, he's going
crazy.
What
was the highlight?
You know what? I forget. I just was laughing because Mink goes, oh, and there's another dunk. And Tierney's like, boom, Mink. We got him flying up here in the garden. Like he gave one of those. And Mink was like, nah.
It was a dunk, though?
Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah.
I got to find that.
It was great. It got me fired. I was fist pumping in the car.
Were you really?
In. Yeah, I was, man. I tell you, those two, that's a broadcast team that I go to the radio
Let's
for.
See if it's... Let's see if it's, I think this is it.
Justin splits the defense to the free throw line. Hooks it, and a one-hand jam by Tariq Owens.
Wow.
Woo!
Putting on a show here at the Garden, Mink.
Showtime at the Big East Tournament. And St. John's takes a one-point lead, 32-31. Yeah, the crowd on their feet.
All right.
Make a huge deposit in the Family Fun Bank.
That is quality analysis right
there.
Oh,
that was awesome. Yes.
There you go.
Showtime at the Garden.
Yeah.
Let's
Good
go.
Stuff. So, yeah, they'll play Xavier at noon, followed by Providence and Creighton. Tonight
they're the one seed, right?
Yeah.
So this is, oh, man.
Let's St. John's played them tough the last two times. It's at their building.
I know, but that's the way the Big East makes sure that they're. This is the way the Big East makes sure their number one seed makes it all the way through.
Why? Yeah.
It certainly helps. I just don't understand why they wouldn't play at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I know.
You play the one seed. I get it. That's fine. That's how the draw goes. But play at 7. Give them 24 hours.
Do they do that to give a significant advantage to the one seed, even though they have a bye anyway?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So that's what you've got. Providence, Creighton also. And then tonight, Marquette and Villanova. Marquette did beat DePaul 72-69. And then the late game will be Seton Hall and Butler. ACC tournament at Barclays Center. North Carolina beat Syracuse 78-59. Four more games today, including Louisville and number one Virginia at 12 noon. Fordham did lose to GW in the first round of the A-10 tournament, so they're done. And Bucknell gets the automatic bid. They won the Patriot League. Rockets win again, beat the Bucks 110-99. That is, count them, 17 straight wins for Houston. James Harden had 26. Then you had the Cavaliers winning in Denver last night, 113-108. LeBron James, 39 points. he was remarkable. 10 assists, and Larry Nance Jr. took notice how he was down the stretch.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I mean, those are shots that, like, as a defender, you just turn around to your coach and go, like, sorry, I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, he was pretty good last night, according to at least the stories, because I certainly didn't see it with the late start. Raptors beat the Pistons 121-119 in overtime. Toronto has won 13 of 14. Clinch a playoff spot. DeMar DeRozan at 42. And Anthony Davis leaves with the ankle injury. I actually saw this highlight. It's amazing these ankles don't break. He goes up for a rebound, comes down, and the foot goes the wrong way, essentially.
Yeah.
He tried to come back when I was watching the highlights, but then ultimately left. But they did win, and they've won 10 straight games last night.
They won anyway, right? So
they did win
now
anyway,
the question
is,
what is the long-term situation or short-term situation for Anthony Davis?
Because I think this is the second or maybe the second time in three games where he's had an ankle issue. And again, last night was just unfortunate. Came down wrong on the foot. But again, playing well. Memphis has lost 15 straight. The Bulls beat them last night, 119-110.
You know, the Knicks have been at, 1-8? Since Porzingis went down, and they haven't gained a single game in the opposite direction of the lottery.
Everybody else sucks.
Right.
Hey, by
it's
the way,
amazing.
Did the Bulls play their two players a little bit more?
I
so they
think
won.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't look at the box
Robin
score.
Lopez,
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they.
I saw the un. What's the right word? The people, the two players that were starting that no one had ever heard of. I don't know if they played again last night. I don't know what their starting lineup looked like. But you mentioned Lopez. Brooke Lopez hit a couple of big free throws for the Lakers, who won down the stretch last night.
Did you
night.
See
he
how that
27
game ended?
Points. I didn't.
All right, so they end up... I just saw the highlight before I walked in here.
That was Orlando, right?
Yeah,
they won by one?
Yeah, it was very strange. So, all right, so there it was 0.7 seconds on the clock. The game, they were down one, Orlando. They're inbounding the ball in their
this
zone.
This is after the two free throws by Lopez.
They call a timeout. They're inbounding the ball.
Sure, I hit the two free throws.
So they're inbounding the ball. The clock starts running before. So they shoot, try to do an alley-oop, you know, with the pass from in the inbounds pass. The clock starts running before anybody touches the ball. So they have this whole screw up, and they end up the solution was having a jump ball instead. So they
why wouldn't you just re-inbound the ball?
I don't know. So Frank Vogel, the coach of the Magic, was breaking his clipboard over his knee and flipping out because they should have just inbounded the ball again.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Just
I did
stupid.
Not see that. Tonight, the Neds visit the Charlotte Hornets. You got the Rangers in Tampa. The Islanders skate in Edmonton. Devils host the Jets. The Yankees and Mets yesterday, spring training action. Yankees wound up winning 11-4 as Billy McKinney hit a grand slam. Hal Steinbrenner did meet with the media yesterday. He says, all in all, solid spring.
It's early, obviously, but everybody's excited. You know, all the young guys that we hoped would be playing well.
So that's a positive.
I mean, that's that's not like Sanchez and Judge he's talking about. He's talking about all the other young guys.
Correct.
He's got like a he's got like a whole other roster of young guys.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
it's
talking
ridiculous.
About Andujar and Torres and all these other guys.
And who's this guy to hit the grand slam
Billy
yesterday?
McKinney.
Yeah, where the hell did he come from?
Yeah, I don't know. His number's in the
70s. Multiple home runs, right? I think this
spring. I'm pretty sure we're not going to see much of him in the Bronx. Maybe some spot starts, maybe.
No, we're not going to see him at all.
But I don't think we'll
be
seeing Billy
McKinney.
But
I'm just saying, it's ridiculous.
It is
how
ridiculous.
How many like young guys are actually doing things for you to take notice on?
I agree. Here's Hal. He still does want to avoid the luxury tax.
There's that's absolutely my goal, Sweeney, still, to stay under the threshold.
Right, but
as you know,
why is he a cheapskate?
Well, I don't know. If that were one of the Wilpons saying that, everybody would be screaming and yelling.
Well,
let's go to
get
Anthony and Belleville real quick. Anthony, what's happening?
Boomer, Gio, and Recco, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, and Recco, yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can't believe that I'm saying that they're actually thinking about batting Aaron Judge first. Now, is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, I don't know how much you're going to see this. I really don't know. Do you want me to give you a serious answer on this?
Why even say that?
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because the Yankees have been bereft of interesting stories coming out of spring because they're so good, and the two position battles they have are a bunch of young guys. And someone tossed it out there. They asked the question. We talked about this yesterday. Somebody asked the question. Like, could Judge bat leadoff? And Aaron Boone was like, maybe. And then all of a sudden, it's on the back page. So that's how it happened.
Whoever said that should be... Should be fired. How
well, that's Aaron Boone.
Right, you want to fire Boone. We got our first fire Boone phone call.
It doesn't even make it to opening day. Here's CC Sabathia. He can't wait for the Stanton show at the stadium.
I'm excited to see what kind of numbers he can put up in our park. Obviously, he's going to be a good teammate. You know, he's getting along with the guys great, so it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Now, CC also said we could have the best rotation in baseball.
He says a lot of stuff these
days.
And
the other thing, too, is that I guess I didn't realize this, that the Rays are going to go with a four-man rotation? Did you see that?
Because they don't have enough.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's amazing.
I did not notice that. That's kind of cool, though. You got other teams, I think, thinking about a six-man rotation.
Didn't CC
so they went
also
back
say
the other way.
Gary Sanchez is the best?
He did.
He was talking in superlatives yesterday.
Hitter
he was all
team.
Over the place.
It's going to be Manny Ramirez or somebody else. It was crazy.
Here it is.
Reminds me of like a young Manny Ramirez. So, I mean, that's enough to say it right there, I guess, right?
Wow.
Makes sense.
It does.
Hey, Boomer even said, you know, all this talk about Stanton and Judge, watch Gary Sanchez be the best of the bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in that lineup.
I guess he's working on his defensive part of his game and all this other stuff. Everybody seems to be lauding him. I mean, at the end of the day, it's spring training, right? So, if the Yankees get off to, I don't know, a 500 start, 10-10 after 20.
Oh,
I mean,
that's disaster.
A disaster, right?
I
mean, everybody's expecting them to be like 15-5, 16-4, something like that.
20-0.
20-0, yes. They may never lose a game. You're right.
In terms of the Mets, Zach Wheeler, 3 scoreless innings, 4
good.
Strikeouts. Travis d'Arnaud, 2-for-2 with a home run. Here's Mickey Callaway. Likes what he saw from Wheeler.
No, Wheeler looked really good. good velo on the fastball. He threw some really good breaking balls in
there. Got to have the velo. He says the pitchers at the back end of the rotation giving him big decisions to be making.
It's a battle. I mean, it's a battle. You know, some guys are impressive.
Talking about Lugo, Gazelman, you got Vargas, you got Wheeler. Where does Steven Matz fit in?
Forget Steven Matz, but Vargas is there. He's going to make it. And then it comes down to, I believe, if Wheeler pitches like this, then they're your five.
It's
got to
be
there.
Him, yeah.
That's you would certainly think so, yes. He was asked if he knows what he'll do with the starters that aren't in the rotation.
Not at this moment. I mean, we're thinking about it.
Now, you also were talking about the young players with Hal and the Yankees. Well, the young players with the Mets are Rosario and Dominic Smith, and they're still not a rounder back.
It's valuable reps and playing time that they're missing. So that is, it's a concern.
Now, the good news about Rosario is that supposedly he feels better. The bad news is I do not believe he's on their travel sheet today to play the Nationals. So it does not look like he'll be back in the lineup today.
I don't care if he plays the Nationals today.
As long as he's
healthy. The Nationals in April.
Right. He's supposedly feeling much better. Should be fine.
That's good. Our youngest player is hurt.
Yeah.
What happens?
It's concerning. It's concerning because he didn't know. First it was a knee, then it was a groin, and then it checked out.
Right.
He doesn't feel right. He's not back on the field. And now the manager is saying he's missing reps, and you can tell he's getting a little bit annoyed. I mean, Dom Smith, I've basically given up on it.
But where'd he go? Right.
Yeah, nobody knows. But let me ask you this. Joel Sherman writes an article today, and I trust Joel what he writes. He's locked in and everything. Talking about the distraction that is Yoenis Cespedes. Do you think it's much to do about nothing,
yes.
Or do you think there's something to be said there?
No. What distraction? I don't.
Well, I mean, you know, wearing the hat on backwards, doing the thing, the drills, the way that he wants to do the drills, all that other crap.
Nope.
I know one thing. If you're playing for my team and you're on the field, you're wearing your hat.
I know you don't
right
like Yoenis. That's fine. But I think as long as he hits, it's fine.
Right.
All right. So here's the problem. That's not fine. I mean, you know, he's supposed to be the best player in the team. So reading the article, you know, goes to everything I can't stand.
Right.
I hate the individuality. I hate the fact that, you know, you wear your hat on backwards.
I'm a guy that's been on Yoenis.
Okay. So when you walk onto the field, you should be a professional at all times. And you should act as such. And you should be the reason why other people do the things the right way, because you're doing it the right way. So when Michael Jordan stepped on the practice court 3 hours before practice even started working on his game, if you were a rookie on that team, your ass better be on that court with him. Or you're not going to play, or you're going to get, hazed and ridden into the locker room, where it's going to be uncomfortable. This whole thing, there's something to it. I don't care what anybody
Maybe.
Says.
All I know is everybody to a man, when they were asked about Yoenis Cespedes last year, loves him in that clubhouse. You know, we're not there. We don't know.
What did I tell you about Jay Bruce in the offseason before he signed here? We were talking about this. Would you bring Jay Bruce back? I said, I don't know if Jay Bruce wants to come back here. I don't think he wants to play with Yoenis Cespedes.
He's here.
Well, because he had nowhere else to go. That's why.
Well, he's here, though.
But then they asked him about Yoenis Cespedes, and they asked him specifically about this in this article. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. He just says, well, you know, people do things the way they do things. You know, like it was like a shot at – I think it was a shot at Cespedes, like, you know, this guy's going to, you know, nobody's going to get through to him because that's why he's been on four different teams.
I think you can find a lot of different players that have a lot of different quirks. The bottom line is if you win, you forget about all that stuff. That's a fact.
I just think that when you are running a team and it's a collection of players, you know, so you're not a tennis player, you're not a boxer, but you're not an individual sport guy. You are a part of a team, and there's a certain respect that should be afforded.
Let me ask you,
the sport that you play and the players that played and the players
did
that
you
have
hate
come
Manny?
You.
We were just talking about Manny Ramirez. He's the quintessential example of that.
I didn't like that win.
Either. I understand that. I know they're great players. I'm old school that way. I get it. And you know, then to listen to Mickey Callaway and Amaro, the outfield coach, hitting fungos. Well, you know, he's working hard and all this other crap, and they're accepting of it.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Accepting of what?
Jerry, you know what? I may be wrong. I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Yeah.
It's not going to have any impact on it. But
I think it's a slow time. You're looking for something to write.
You let a little bit grow, then it grows and it grows and it grows, and then all of a sudden everybody else has got issues with it, especially when you're losing. Now, when you're winning,
correct,
everything kind of is camouflaged and everybody loves each other. It's all great. But when you're losing and you have guys doing their own thing, it creates a problem.
As long
That's
as the players saying. Have respect for them and they like them, I don't think it matters.
I don't think anybody would tell you anything differently. But I will say that Sherman does write about what has been questioned in regards to Yoenis Cespedes ever since he's been a Major League Baseball player.
Okay.
Okay?
And he's
and he does it differently. I get it. He does it differently, and maybe I'm a prude or whatever. I'm old or this, I'm that, I'm old school. I just always feel like you got to respect the sport you play. And when you put on that uniform, respect it. I don't know. Would he be doing this?
You're a rare breed, though, Boomer.
But would he be doing this if he were a Yankee? That, let me ask you that question.
He might not sign with the Yankees if he couldn't be himself. Who knows? Well, let's relax.
Get off my lawn.
I mean, the Yankees are a great organization. They want to win like everybody else.
Right. They ain't putting up with that crap.
Well, I'm sure they put up with crap before.
No, they don't?
Oh, I mean, they have.
Get off my lawn.
I have to go back and find some examples, but I'm pretty sure they've put up with crap.
A-Rod? I mean, think about him.
I would like to think that A-Rod would respect the game of baseball.
Well, what is
it? Off the field, it's one thing.
His hat backwards is disrespecting the game of baseball?
Away from the game is one thing. Whatever you do, you do. I don't care, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
what Joel Sherman is writing about today, A-Rod which is—
A-Rod pumping his body full of steroids for how many years was respecting the game of baseball?
He wants to win.
Is that respecting the game of baseball, though?
He's trying to win, and he's trying to be the best he can. I remember Craig Carton sitting here saying, I love the fact that he's taking steroids, and I don't care if he's taking steroids. Let him take all the steroids you want. Just keep hitting home runs.
And the Mets are saying, let him wear his hat backwards if he's going to hit 40 home runs.
Yeah, that's not going to get you suspended for 100 games.
I'm just saying that, I believe in respecting the sport. That's all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. And Joel Sherman writes to that and writes about, what kind of example is he setting for the other players in the locker room. That's all.
And he's disrespecting the sport because he wears his hat backwards?
And he does things his
own way. One of the greatest center fielders of all time, Ken Griffey Jr., always wore his hat backwards, right? Am I wrong?
Did
he disrespect the game?
I don't remember him ever. Well, I don't know. I'm just sorry. I'm just reading.
I mean, his Hall of Fame plaque has him with a hat backwards.
I am reacting to a story today, and I'm reading it, and it talks about all the things we've talked about with Cespedes, not running the first base, misplaying a ball in the outfield, throwing the ball underhand back to the outfit. All the things that we've all talked about before now are being written about. And I don't know why he's writing it. Maybe he's just writing it so we can talk about it, I guess, which is fine.
Because it's March 8th.
That's right.
Honestly.
So
and if he came off a year last year where it wasn't hurt for that long of a time and disappeared in the golfing.
Yes.
Right. Then this wouldn't be
a story. That's always great, playing golf while you're hurt. That's another thing,
right? That was bad. I mean,
I disagree with that one, too, but that's fine.
I mean, why do you disagree with that?
Because I don't think it was a big deal. I really don't. So, never thought that was a big deal.
You're a season ticket holder. I don't know. You got $25,000 locked up into your tickets, and you want to see Yoenis Cespedes play baseball, and you find out that he can't play baseball because he's hurt, but yet he's still on the golf course playing golf.
Right. He's not playing ice hockey. He was playing golf. I'm sorry. We disagreed on it last year. I'll disagree with it still.
Radio.
Boomer, you're wrong.
I mean, it sounded exactly the same.
I just don't think it's
too.
A big deal.
Dude, I'm very surprised.
He wasn't playing touch football in the street, running and sprinting.
I'm very surprised.
I know how I'm going to wear my uniform during a softball game, tell you that much.
Yeah, you can wear your
properly,
uniform.
Or you're going to be in your car back home real
exactly.
quick.
I had a problem with that. Chris Sims, he was another one.
Oh, really?
I don't have pants. I don't have socks. I mean, I gave you pants, I gave you socks, and I gave you a uniform. Show up like you actually give a damn and you have a little pride in yourself. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
I never had pants.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.